Now, the hope is our next guest can hear me. So I'm just going to do a little test, test, one, two, three. Tēnā koe, are you there?
Kia ora, ana, we can hear you.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Now, we were supposed to do a pre-record and now you're on live, so no hapa, no. Well, tēnā koe e whā, koutou mā, if you've just joined us, we have Shakaia Perez, aka Lady Shaka, on the line with us now. Now, if you don't follow this, then hopefully after this you do, but we've been talking about the boiler room for the past couple of days, me and my workmate, Te Reo no Mate Ariki, who is a big fan, and, well, if you don't know what the boiler room is, it's an online music broadcaster and club promoter, I guess, that's based in the UK, and the Boiler Room has a pretty big reputation of bringing forward the most talented DJs and producers from the electronic and techno industry. And well, last week the Boiler Room team revealed that they're doing a project, the first project in Rarotonga, Cook Islands, and it's going to be the first across the Pacific Islands in collaboration with Lady Shaka and Pulotu World Underworld, who are all joining us here this afternoon. Nā reira, tēnā koutou katoa. Tēnā koutou katoa toa.
Kia ora nā.
Hey, so who's with you, Shaka?
So currently right here we have Midge Perez, who is one of our event producers from Pulotu Underworld, who will be helping on the Boiler Room Pacific. And we also have our beautiful Lucia Ferrando-Mantis, who is also a part of our Pulotu Underworld team as an event producer as well. So they've just arrived in Rarotonga. We just picked them up from the airport and we're straight into it.
Love it, love it. And I'm doing a Zoom with them at the moment, and bad weather has hit Tāmaki, so I have full envy right now that you're over there living it up. But how exciting is this? This is a big deal.
We're super excited, you know. It's the first time that the Pacific is having the Boiler Room here, and I'm just really excited to, you know, showcase Pacific Island artists across the Pacific and, you know, finally bring those kinds of international opportunities that DJs in other countries can access a lot more easily. So it's really exciting. We've got a few DJs that are coming from other parts of the world that are from the diaspora, from the Cook Islands. We have a full Cookie Irony lineup, and we plan to do that. And every island we go to, we want it to be like a full Pacific lineup from that country or from that island. So we're really, really excited and we can't wait to showcase the talent that they have here in the Cook Islands.
And we know there's many and lots of talent in that space. But, hey, I'd love to hear about the process that you were all a part of to bring that bring this all alight to the Boiler Room.
Oh, yeah, well, it's been quite a long process. We've been working on this for about 11 months. So Shakaia came to me and Midge and said, do you want to jump on board? And I was like, of course, darling. Why would I say no? It's Boiler Room Pacific. This is iconic. So it's been really hard to keep it under wraps. And like this last month has just been a whirlwind, being able to like finally tell people and put it out in the world and just celebrate like everything we put into it. But yeah, the process has been really good. Eh? It's really us three have been in like Aotearoa really holding it down. But it's also been crazy working with people in London. We've had a lot of late night meetings working with people in London and then people in Raro, and then getting the two different worlds to understand each other. Getting them to understand island time with our very like yes, we'll leave it at that.
It's the most realist thing I think I've heard all day, actually, and I appreciate that. That's got to be a mad reality for you, right? Having to deal with not just comms, but quite literal cultural differences.
Yes, and kind of planning it in New Zealand with New Zealand thinking, and then going, oh, actually, that's not going to work in the islands like that. And then again, with working with the UK lot, they don't even have an understanding of what Pacific really is. And they're just like going with the flow going, oh, I think we understand, but we know that they don't.
No, that sounds really real, and I appreciate you sharing that story. And I'm sure there's more logistics and just a lot of things probably to unpack from that planning and having to do that. But at the end of the day, you've got it, and it's going to start. For me, I feel like it's going to start a whole new thing in the next couple of years. So, what are you hoping that comes Absolutely. Out of this after this particular boiler room goes?
Yeah, that we can shine a spotlight on the rest of the Pacific. You know, this is one of many, because we've got one of many Pacific islands. But I'm going to pass it on.
I think it's also that thing of, like, you know, when it comes to talking about the Pacific, generally it's quite focused on Polynesia, and we really want to shine a spotlight on the islands in Micronesia, islands of Melanesia, and also places like the Philippines as well. Like, we are all part of the Pacific, and we are all part of the Moana. And I think, you know, all of those different islands, places like Kiribati, Palau, Samoa, Guam, you know, they all deserve to have that spotlight and to have that opportunity to share a different part of the Pacific and how they, as Pacific Islanders, relate to music and sound.
Tika tēnā, actually, that's a really good point. Thank you for sharing that. I won't lie, that was the first thought that I had about just Polynesia. And so how much exposure this will bring to all of those through the spaces that you spoke about, it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. And so, coming back to the Boiler Room Pacific series, who is going to be there that you're stoked about?
Well, we're flying over a few artists from New Zealand. So we've got Andy Heartthrob, who we absolutely adore. Shout out, Andy. We love you, darling. We also have Gat, the artist formerly known as Gareth XMF. But yes, he's had a name change. So Gat, G-A-T. I'm also particularly excited for Jerome Pare and the Coco Boys. They are the locals here. They hold it down. They bring the island vibes. They bring the live music. They bring the smiles, the dancing, the good times. Who else do we have, my darling? We have DJ Styler. K Swizz, the one, the only K Swizz, Zicky,
And then we also have a range of other local DJs like DJ Rin and Saya and Junior, who are they're based here in Rarotonga. So we also have them on the lineup as well. So it's going to be a beautiful array. And we also, we also have DJ Giddy, who's from Tales from South Auckland. So we're really excited to have all these beautiful DJs from Aotearoa and also from, you know, that are based here, that are local here.
Now, if most of us have been to the Cook Islands, and the place you're told to go to is Rarobar, and that's a vibe and a half. And so this is going to be, what, 10 levels up from that?
100%. We're already at the bar setting it up. This is where we're having the interview from. Shout out to Viana.
Also met the one, the only Viana, who the bar is named after, and she is beautiful. So shout out to you, darling. We appreciate everything you're doing for us.
Love it. And just before I let you fellas go, if obviously most people can tune in online, how can they do that?
So in terms of the live stream for the Boiler Room will not come out until later on. So it's not going to be live streamed just yet, but there will be an announcement in a few months when the videos will be live. But also, for those that are still wanting to come to the Cook Islands, come to the Boiler Room, there are still flights available from Air New Zealand and
YOLO it.
So if you want to come, aire mai.
We got you.
We got it.
I'm sure lots of people who just needed one extra reason to go to Rara are probably like, okay, that's it, I've got to go. But tēnā koutou, hey, nei te mihi ki a koutou, mō tēnei kōrero a tā huara wātū, kāre kore tino hikaka anau ki te kite i ngā hua pai mō tēnei momo kaupapa, nā reira, he mihi nui tēnei ki a koe shaka, me tō rōpū o Pulotu Underworld. Kia pai tō koutou, well, not hararei, because yous are doing the hard mahi.
Kia koe hoki moe awa, kia koe hoki.
Kia ora moe awa.
Kia mahi nunui. Ka kite, kia pai tō koutou wā.
Mai taki mātā.
There you have it. That's Shaka Perez, aka Lady Shaka, calling us from Rarotonga. And you also have Midge and Lucia calling us from, that's the team from Pulotu Underworld, and loving their mahi for the Boiler Room. They're doing a Pacific series, and I'm excited to see the outcome of this. Well, actually, just the good vibes that they're going to bring to the island, and also to us, really. I'll take it. Speaking of, coming up now is one of my favourite songs from the Cook Islands. It's Koyanake, if I'm I Maorima. It's 33 minutes past four, and we will catch you in the next hour with a kōrero from Heta Higgins. If you are a kaihaka wanting to get into it, or you want to know the knows, the 101s on how to be a kaihaka, well, specifically for Tauira Mai Tawhiti, make sure you tune in to that kōrero. Until then, enjoy some waiata, and of course, pohaturo wāinga with the O Reo Māori News at the top of the hour. Oh, I wish I was in Rarotonga right now. Must be Boiler Room, Pacific Series, must be me. Until then, I'm here in the studio in Tāmaki Makaurau, Manukau. That'll do. Hei ako nei.
Koe anaki, e anaki, ie, ie.